I trust my GPS. I know I can take my GPS and I can find exactly where I want to go. Now, you know what's even more amazing about that thing? I could find exactly where you were, too. You could be anywhere in the United States. You give me your longitude, latitude correspondence. I could find you. No matter where you are. And it would lead me to a spot that I've never, ever been. Because I trust my GPS. 3-4 words to think about this morning. Trust, confidence, calm, no fear. We will say that. When I was in Colorado, I had no fear about getting back to camp because I knew I could find it, no matter how far away I was. I'm going to read Psalms 27 here. You can turn there if you would like. This is a little loosely put together this morning, and I'm afraid you guys are going to miss the point, but it's going to give you something to ponder. Psalms 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life, whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in a time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of the tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praise unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry my voice, have mercy upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek my face, and my heart is in thee. Thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and mother forsook me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me the way, O Lord, and lead me in plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are often risen up against me, and such as breath out of cruelty. I have fainted, unless I believe to be the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage. He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Think about something for a little bit. Just for example, one of you guys are with me for a week in Colorado. And every time it was time to get back, I would look at my GPS and say, you know what? This thing can't be trusted. I'd put it back in my pocket and we'd set out on our own and attempt to do this on our own. Maybe the outcome would turn out okay. Maybe it wouldn't. What did I tell you about my source? That I didn't trust in it? That I didn't believe in the unknown? Ponder the thought. What's the source? Do you truly have confidence in the source? Do you trust to lead you into the unknown? And are you portraying that message to others? Let's pray. God, we again thank you for the morning. God, we're grateful we can come together as a congregation and, looking at your word this morning, Father, the lesson touches on your example and the example you set for us. And we just pray, God, that as you bless the teachers, as they teach this lesson, that we can understand, what you have for us. God, just pray for Doug, too, as he brings a message out, and just pray for each one of us as we, go about our day, and that we can remember you are the source, and in you we can have all confidence and all peace, not only in familiar things to us, but also in areas that are not familiar, but, We trust the source because you are the source. In your name we pray, amen.